This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another missing Israeli body found and a cabinet minister threatening to step down.
Popular centrist war cabinet member Benny Gantz says he will step down unless the government develops a new six-point plan for the Israel-Hamas war to include the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip. He's accused Israel's leaders of bringing the country to an abyss. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv,
let them go now.
Families of Israeli hostages rallied for their freedom. It was also announced a fourth body had been found in Gaza, that of an Israeli man who'd been missing since the October 7th attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York City officials and medical records from April 30th arrest at Columbia University tell different stories about the injuries after the pro-Palestinian student protesters occupied a building. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Documented injuries from that night included a fractured eye socket, concussions, an ankle sprain, cuts, and injured wrists and hands from tight plastic flexi cuffs. The arrest came after Columbia President Manoush Shafiq called in police hours into the occupation at the campus, which has become an epicenter of a student protest movement that has spread to campuses around the world. Reuters shared details of the protesters' injuries and accounts with the mayor's office, New York police, and Columbia. None disputed the injuries.
I was pushed down and knocked down along with the barricades when the police first breached.
Gabrielle Yancey, a research assistant who has since been fired from his job in a Columbia neuroscience laboratory.
U.S. officials have developed highly credible intelligence suggesting an American citizen who disappeared 7 years ago while traveling in Syria has died. Word coming from the man's daughter, Maryam Kalamaz, on Saturday. This is VOA News. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky also signed separate laws that allow prisoners to join the army and increase fines for draft dodgers fivefold. Thousands of Ukrainians have fled the country to escape the draft, and some risk their lives as they try to swim across a river to neighboring Romania and Hungary. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico remains in serious condition and still faces risk of complications, but has stabilized following Wednesday's assassination attempt. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
Deputy Prime Minister Robert Kalinak.
Yesterday's surgery was successful. This is the reason why his condition is still stable, so this is very important for us. And no any predictions.
59-year-old Prime Minister was shot at five times at point-blank range on Wednesday. On Friday, he underwent a two-hour operation that improved prospects for his recovery. However, he still faces a big risk of complications, Kalinak said. The suspect, identified as Juraj C., acted alone and was detained on the spot, according to the Interior Minister. He was charged with attempted murder and will remain in custody pending an investigation. The Slovak Specialized Criminal Court ruled on Saturday. The decision is subject to appeal.
AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on an environmental protest that closed a German airport.
German officials and local media say authorities closed down Munich Airport temporarily after six climate activists broke through a security fence and glued themselves to access routes leading to runways. The activists from the group Last Generation were protesting flying, the most polluting form of transportation, says the German news agency DPA. Police have detained the six. Last Generation posted on social media platform X, accusing the German government of downplaying the negative effects of flying on the environment. German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser slammed the protests and called for them to end. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New video aired by CNN appears to show Sean Diddy Combs beating his former singing protege and girlfriend Cassie at a Los Angeles hotel in 2016. Video appears 6 months after Cassie, whose legal name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a lawsuit that set off a wave of similar cases. Ventura's lawsuit was settled the following day, but two more women filed lawsuits alleging sexual abuse from Combs about a week later. More lawsuits follow between December and February. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.